Hey, George, how's it going?
Good. It's going great.
Hey, I wanted to tell a quick story real quick. My uncle lives out in Gorman, California, off of Highway 138, which is a pretty desolate area out there.
Where is that? I'm still getting to know the place.
You know where Castaic is? Gorman? Lancaster?
Is that north?
No, it's pretty much east of Los Angeles, probably about maybe 100 miles. By Tehachapi, Mojave, California.
But northeast?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Just directly east of Los
directly?
Angeles.
Okay. No, I'm not familiar with that area.
Well, it's pretty desolate out there. There's not much growth out there. I mean, for houses-wise. And they got these this big mountain pass called El Tajon Pass, I believe it is.
Okay.
Well, my uncle lived out there for about 10 years, and he swore that there was planes flying in and out of that mountain all the time. And the rest of the family, we were just like, okay, you've been living out in the desert too long, just joking around with them, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, what's he been drinking, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and there was a cement plant out there, and they had a gate guard for the cement plant, which was pretty much on about 20 miles north of his house. And his nearest neighbor is probably about 10 miles down the road. So we had a family reunion at his house one year. And it's getting about dusk time.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a C-130, the military one that was green, flew right over the top of the house where I could see the pilot, where he could throw a rock up and hit the belly of the plane.
That's pretty low.
And it goes right back into the valley of that mountain, and you could hear it, you know, landing back there somewhere.
So back in that section of that mountain, there's a runway somewhere.
Exactly. And you can't get to it because the California Aqueduct runs along that mountain, and there's no way for you to cross it with a vehicle or a dirt bike.
So the only way you can get in there is to fly into it.
Exactly. And so we were just, like, amazed, like, wow, that was just totally, like, astonishing. Like, man, my goodness, everybody, my whole family's out there, and we're just like, there is a base back there. So 3 years down the road later, I'm in the grocery store shopping with my mother, and I'm looking at the magazine racks, and I see this magazine called UFO Sightings or something like that. And I figured, you know, some of that stuff is hoopla in there, and some of it's real. I open up the magazine and start flipping through some of the pages, and it says, Secret Installation Base, Tehachapi, California, El Tajon Pass. And it has an aerial photograph of that base. And it just, like, about my jaw dropped. I was like, oh, my goodness, there is a base there. I wonder what they do there.
I wonder if they've had any aliens land there.
I have no idea. He just said, just, you know, sometimes at night he'll hear big jets, you know, coming out of there. And it was just funny that I just seen that UFO sightings magazine. And I forget what the article was because it was about 10 years ago. I was in high school. And it just said, you know, just showed a picture of that, an aerial photo of that base. And I showed it to my mom, and my mom was like, wow. And she may have the magazine still, but it was just pretty astonishing that there was a base there that nobody knows about.
Isn't it weird how things like that pop up, by the way? You're thinking about something, and then you end up seeing it, reading about it, running to somebody who can tell you about it.
Exactly.
It is strange. All right, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you, George.
I wonder what's going on the other side of those mountains.